Everybody, it's your girl, Charlotte Van Horn with Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. How y'all doing? What's going on? What's the happenings? You know, I'm glad to be with you. Again, I have been busy doing a lot of different things, a lot of exciting things. And I don't know if you follow us on Locks Forever's YouTube channel, but you can see that we're breaking out into other areas. And but what we're doing here as Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business is really the love of my life. And I feel that God has given me more than one mission. But one mission is to come out here and to be the best that I can be every day, particularly in the natural hair business industry, and to bring as many people with me. You know, I say it all the time that I feel like we are very, very supernaturally talented when it comes to doing hair and everything like that. But sometimes when it comes to the business, the customer service end, you know, the just the positioning, the presentation, sometimes I think we miss the mark. And sometimes I think it goes back to the point that doing hair has always been, you know, a really kind of informal in our community. Just think about it. I mean, when you went and got your hair done the first time, you probably sat between somebody's knees on their mama couch, right? And that's okay, because it also allows us to, it also allows us to have that freedom. You know, it's part of our culture, but we are at a place now where we need to take it up a little bit higher, okay? It's a billion-dollar industry. Word up, okay? And we need to be a significant part of it. And in order to do that, we have to learn to compete. We have to learn to compete. And competing is not all just about, you know, being able to do really good hair. And it's not going to keep clients for you forever, okay? So I like to talk about ways that we can be better in this business. And today, I want to talk to you about boundaries. Now, there are different boundaries that you need to have when you're in business. And in this case, we're going to talk about boundaries with clients. But there's going to be boundaries with clients, boundaries with your family time, and boundaries with your staff or people who you work with in your salon. Today, we're going to focus on clients. And I'll just say this, like I said, you know, we have really bonded over hair, you know, over the years, and it's just been our culture to do so. And we become like friends, right? You know, I mean, people come and they sit in your chair and you become friends. You're that friend that you see, you know, every month in a lot of cases. You know, I went to a baby shower, because one thing about me, I feel like my clients support me every day in business. And if there's anything that they're doing that I can support in any way, I do. So they invite me to that baby shower, I'm coming, you know, because I love them. I've sat and talked with them the whole time during their pregnancy. In some cases, I was one of the first people that knew that they were pregnant. So it's relationship. It's about relationship. I went to this baby shower, right? And this baby shower, I was the only person probably that wasn't related or intimately in this mother-to-be's life, because I was basically her sister-in-law's consultant. But do you know that she was actually one of my very long clients? She had a lot of locks and a lot of hair, and we would spend well over 3 hours a month together. So needless to say, we got to know each other very well. And when they did the Who Knows the Bride to Be Better, baby, guess who won? I know. It's crazy, right? Yes, but I won. So I say that to say, you know, we really build relationships. And I'm going to talk about some boundaries in those relationships. First of all, and I say this all the time, you need to have house rules. Okay, you need to have house rules because house rules keeps it from being personal. Now, boo, it's not personal that you can't bring a guest to your appointment. It applies to everyone, okay? And when you make that known, then you don't have to keep saying it. You don't have to keep having these individual micro conversations with your clients. So whatever your house rules are, people need to know what they are before they come into your space. My number one house rule is what? If you have an attitude, please reschedule. Peace and love only. I am going to protect the energy in my salon at all costs. Okay. So that leads me to people that come into your shop and the conversations that you have with them. You know, you will have some people that come in and they want to dump every single month. I'm not saying that's me, because honest to goodness, I don't have any clients like that. And probably the reason I don't have any clients like that is because I set the expectation before we even enter into that relationship. Peace and love only. You're not going to come in my shop and stink up my joint. I've had a few that did that and they had to go. So that's number one. But when I'm talking about boundaries, you know, if you have clients like that, you know, that maybe we could talk offline about how maybe you can handle that if you want to keep them. But don't let that be a part of you. If they're coming in and they're being negative, don't let that seep into you and get into your spirit and have you like not wanting to do your job. You deserve better than that. And you work harder than that. So vet your clients, number one, to make sure that you're not, you know, subjecting yourself to no crazy negative energy. Okay. That client that is always wanting to get squeezed in. Again, it's your girl, right? Y'all friends, you know, we here. And every time you turn around, she needs an emergency appointment. No. Think about it. Every time you squeeze her in, you're taking away from yourself. You're taking away from whatever other plans you had for that day. You know, it's not appropriate. And not only that, getting your hair done is not an emergency. I mean, I guess some people could consider that it is sometime, but it's something that we can pretty much plan to do. And if you can't plan to be on my schedule, maybe I'm not the right consultant for you, because I'm gonna need somebody that's a little more committed to the game and not asking me every time I turn around to squeeze you into an appointment. By the way, I give you these examples and it's based on different information from different places, because I'm gonna tell you 99% of this stuff does not apply to me or my clients, okay? Because we have boundaries and you have to make sure that those boundaries are established. Then you might find that you give extraordinary service. And I certainly hope that anybody that's taken time to listen to podcasts like this, that you are, you know, giving extraordinary services. So I'm going to tell you the difference between ordinary and extraordinary when we come back. But right now, we got to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back. Paging all DMV Sister Lock consultants, please proceed to the successful Sister Locks business that awaits you. Call Locks Forever's coaching division today to learn more about our 90-day intensive hands-on mentoring program. Doing hair is just the beginning. Doing great business is what sets you apart. Madam CJ Walker said, "I got my start by giving myself a start." Give yourself a start today. Give us a call. 540-446-5107. And we are back. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business, baby. And let me just talk to you for a minute about ordinary and extraordinary. So ordinary, I believe, any business that we're in, whether it's the hair business or whatever business, you know, you need to give great service. It needs, you need to constantly challenge yourself to give great service. Okay. Everybody gets great service. Let's just be clear. That's the baseline. Great service is the baseline, baby. However, when you are giving extraordinary service, you know, that's different. So in other words, what I'm saying to you is this. You want to give everybody good service. You want to give everybody great service. But then there are those clients that appreciate extraordinary service and they express it to you, usually by way of a gratuity, you know, that says, girl, you are doing way above and beyond what I could think, ask, or imagine. Not exactly, but that there are certain clients that you'll have who will just appreciate you to the nines. And let's not even kid ourselves. When you start talking about going into Black hair salons, extraordinary service is not exactly the ordinary thing that you're going to get. So when you're going to, and I'm not talking to the stylist right now, I'm actually talking to clients. When you're going to a natural hair or a Black salon that you feel safe, the salon is spotless clean, you know, you feel safe and assured that they're taking all the necessary steps to make their hygiene straight and that they're not, you know, contaminating you with some other stuff from their previous client, you know, they're providing for you snacks, you know, if you desire drinks, coffee, tea, juice, soda, you know, water. Do you need to put your feet up? Can I put something around your shoulders? You know, I have a thing that goes around your shoulders and I can heat it up in the microwave for those clients that are experiencing fatigue. You know, you're getting a head massage? What? You're getting a head massage? Bro, man, and hustle girl ain't coming through selling something? Oh, Lord. Oh, my. You mean to tell me it smells good? The music is right. There ain't no foolishness going on. You're being respected and revered as a client. That is not ordinary. That is extraordinary. Okay? So that's extraordinary. And as far as I'm concerned, that's the stuff I'm going to do, period. Because that's just what I'm about, right? But then you have those clients that really appreciate that. And they don't have to, but they do. They show you. And it ain't even about them giving you a tip every single time. But that client that has never given you a tip, has never gone out of their way to let you know that they appreciate the extraordinary service that you give them. They pay you ordinary for ordinary services. You don't need to go out your way to do extraordinary things for them. In other words, I don't need to forgo my day off to fit you in. I don't need to forgo time with my family to fit you in because you failed to plan better. You know, I don't have to accept your post-dated check or different things like that. Those are extraordinary things that you do, and you choose to do them based on your relationship. And I'm just saying, stop putting yourself out doing extraordinary stuff for people who only pay you as if you're giving them an ordinary service, okay? So I know that was a little heavy and I don't know. Some people, you know, may not like me saying that, but for real, it is what I see, and it's what I've had to kind of put myself in that position to just look at it that way, because It is what it is, and it's about relationship. And if you're letting me know that you appreciate the extraordinary service that you're getting, believe me, you're going to continue to get extraordinary service, and I'm going to go out my way for you sometimes. And even those that don't, if you want to, you can go out do your way for them. But it's not an entitlement. This is a relationship and it cuts both ways. Okay. So with that said, and I know it was a lot, I'm going to let y'all sit on that for a minute. I'm going to take a quick break and I'm going to come back and get up off y'all case. Okay. All right. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair Business. And you know, it's all in love. Be right back.
We, the ladies of the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge, know the power of our vote. Now more than ever, we need to let our collective voices be heard. It's our sacred right to elect our leaders and improve the lives of citizens within our communities. Our ancestors fought for our right to vote. We cannot let them or ourselves down. Plan your vote now, whether by mail, in person, early, or November 3rd. Vote like your life and your children's lives depend on it. Because truly, it does. This is a public service announcement from the ladies of the Entrepreneurs Elevation Lounge. Don't sleep. Vote.
And we are back. And I sure do hope that helps somebody today, because really the reason that I brought it up was because I see chats and, you know, people talking about their experiences with their clients. And like I said, this does not, when I'm speaking, it's not necessarily about my clients. I just want to be clear on that. It's because I'm reaching out and touching and listening to people, and I'm coaching and seeing the problems that they have. And it's really great because it gives me a lot of material to talk about. But just be mindful that you have to set those boundaries. You cannot carry the weight of the world on your shoulder. You know, you have to be careful about clients that come in and dump all the time, you know, just dump and just leave you, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I mean, exhausted. It's too much. That's too much. That's what they would call, you know, doing too much. So you have to vet that situation. And even as far as these boundaries go, let me tell you something. We are living through COVID right now as we speak. And thank God we're all living. I'm talking and you listening. We all here, right? But it really makes you consider your health. If you are working around the clock, and this is what so many stylists do, we are so dedicated. And it just seems like a lot of us are people pleasers. And if you're working yourself around the clock, you're not getting the rest you need. You're not stopping to drink the water that you need. You're not eating the meals at the right time. It's 12 o'clock at night going into the next day, and you're really getting your first meal like right before you go to bed because somebody needed you, you know, to do a little something extra. They didn't tell you that they needed this or that. And then when they came in, you readjusted your schedule. Everybody got pushed back. You took away your lunchtime. You know, now here you are at midnight hungry. You ain't ate. You ain't had no water all day. And of course you want that glass of wine, if you're anything like me. You know, we need to keep our health up because we need to, we're dealing with people in different, in this environment. And I mean, we like to trust our clients and we hope that everybody is being COVID conscious, but nevertheless, you know, it's an up close and personal service that we perform, and we're wearing our masks, you know, sanitizing, taking temperatures and everything like that. But nevertheless, not only that, it's flu season. So we need to keep our immune system up, and we're not going to be able to do that by dragging ourselves down. So put some boundaries on those client relationships. I'm going to talk to you next time about relationships with your coworkers, staff, or other shopmates. We're going to talk about that too, just, you know, briefly. But anyway, I want to talk about that today. As always, I want to thank my main man, Darryl Spears, Elite Conversations, Life Talk Radio, baby, for producing this podcast. Thank you, Darryl. Also, remind you that if you would like to have your business showcased on this podcast, let me know. You know, we can talk about a sponsorship, okay? Definitely open to that. Remind you that our coaching division is off the charts, baby. We are really growing in that area, and I'm so excited because I absolutely love it. And we recently added a new program called Coach, the number two, Coach. Coach to coach, baby. And that is for those people who are experienced, want to get into the coaching business, but don't have the time to put together a program. I got one for you. And so if that is you, you know, please do let me know, because that is the newest added program that we have. What else? Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and of course, our YouTube channel. Thank you very much for listening. As always, love your locks, love your looks, love yourself, baby. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. I will see y'all next time. Thank you.